Coming up on episode number 1422, we've got a couple sections of the show today. First off was what the show was going to originally be, a Joe Walsh cover story. Joe Walsh turned 75 earlier this month, so paying tribute to Joe Walsh and his life of illusion. But, of course, we had some sad news yesterday. Christine McVie, one of the chief songwriters and singers for the band Fleetwood Mac, and an incredible voiced woman, and by all accounts, an incredibly nice woman as well. She passed away, and of course, we have to do a tribute. So, decided to kind of split the show between Joe Walsh and then a lot of the Christine McVie focused songs being covered by other artists, as well as the covers by Joe Walsh and Christine McVie. All of this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, December 1st. 2022. My name is Brian, and welcome to another cover story and tribute edition of Coverville. Today, paying tribute to the late, great Christine Perfect, better known as Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac. We'll get to her music later on in the show. We're going to get to the first subject of our cover story today, which is Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh, a member of the James Gang, and later on the Eagles, but of course, very well known for a terrific and eclectic solo career. Some incredible songwriting and arranging that is as unusual and unmistakable as Joe Walsh's voice himself. He's got a very unique style, a very unique outlook on life. I'm sure he made those trips, those tours with the Eagles a lot more fun because he always seemed to have a great sense of humor. So let's get to it, and we're going to start with this first set's going to be a long one because I didn't want to split these two sets up. I wanted to have this all as one set. And it starts with an 8-minute song, and it's an 8-minute a cappella song by the Ex-Boyfriends. Now, if you're not familiar with the Ex-Boyfriends, they're an a cappella group that also have a very unique sense of humor. And with most a cappella groups, you've got a lot of ba and da and wah-wah and stuff like that. The Ex-Boyfriends decide to add new lyrics where instrumentation provided no lyrics. If that doesn't make sense, it's about to make some sense. Here is Life's Been Good by the Ex-Boyfriends. Enjoy this.
Lay off the mom jokes, it just isn't right.
Not right.
Lay off the mom jokes, I was on yours all night.
Uncontrolled appetite.
Took the trash out.
We had a good time.
Good time. I took your mom out, yeah, she spanked my behind.
She can turn on a dime and pan.
Just
looking for clues.
fact. I'm making records, my fans, they can't wait. They write me letters to tell Jeff Dave's great. So I got me an office, gold records on the wall. Just leave a message and maybe I'll come. Lucky I'm sane after all I've been through.
Everybody say I'm cool.
He's cool.
I can't complain, but sometimes I still do. Life's been good to me so far.
We'll be right back.
Joe Walsh himself, from an album called Songs for a Dying Planet from 1969. Did he really release that album in 1969? Sounds great for 1969. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Joe Walsh covering the Shirelles. Great cover right there from 75-year-old Mr. Joe Walsh. Before that, you heard Walk Away, that one by the Mushroom River Band, from a great compilation. It came out, there were two volumes of this called Sucking the 70s, and it was a bunch of 70s songs being covered and really sandpapered up and roughed up with some heavy, heavy rock. 2002 is when the first volume of those came out, Walk Away by Joe Walsh, covered there by the Mushroom River Band. Gretchen Wilson bringing us a cover of Funk number 49, originally by the James Gang. That's a song that will always be connected with Joe Walsh live. 2013 is when that Gretchen Wilson Under the Covers album came out. Triumph with a cover of Rocky Mountain Way, that one from Rock and Roll Machine from 2007. Pretty similar to the original, but I needed a cover of Rocky Mountain Way, and that one fit really well with all the weird versions that I'd been playing. Foo Fighters before that, almost unrecognizable Dave Grohl vocals, if that was Dave Grohl on vocals. I know that he doesn't always take the microphone on those songs. Life of Illusion by Foo Fighters from Medium Rare, their covers compilation from 2011, came out for Record Store Day that year, and is a great, great album to have. We start off with the Ex-Boyfriends and Your Mom, and Life's Been Good from their 2013 album, Happy Ending. Now let's get to a little tribute. It's a tribute time for Christine McVie, born Christine Perfect, and we'll hear a Christine Perfect tune later on in the show. Of course, a member of Fleetwood Mac, and was responsible for so many of the band's biggest hits. And she was always the sunshine to Lindsey Buckingham's Clouds and Stevie Nicks, her Shooting Stars, her Rainbows, whatever, her incense from Spencer Gifts. So when you hear a Christine McVie song, when you heard a Christine McVie song in Fleetwood Mac, you'd always know it was one of hers, one of her written ones. Oh yeah, John McVie, boy, he was, man, I wonder how long he was with the band. I don't know. That one I'll have to look up. That's a really good point. Her husband, of course, for what it's worth. All right, let's get to one of the songs, one of those Fleetwood Mac songs that Christine was responsible for. This one covered by the Peachtree Rascals from a single that they released just last year. Here is Everywhere.
If you wake up but don't wanna smile, if it takes just a little while, open your eyes and look at the day. You'll see things in a different way. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before, 'cause yesterday's gone and yesterday's gone. While I think about times to come, not about the things that you've done. If your life is bad to you, just think what tomorrow will do. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone and yesterday's gone.
there'll be no more crying for you. The sun will be shining, and I feel that when I'm with you, it's alright. I know it's right. To you I'll give the world. To you I'll never be cold, 'cause I feel that when I'm with you, it's alright. I know it's right. The songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I love you, I love you, I love you like never before.
Songbird, performed there by Dennison Whitmer, that one from the album Recovered, which came out, what was the year on that one? Came out in 2009. Just beautiful renditions, beautiful acoustic renditions by Dennison Whitmer. Before that, a cover by Christine McVie for an album called Rock, Rhythm, and Blues. And this album had such greats on it as Elton John, Chaka Khan. Didn't mean to rhyme there. Christine McVie, of course, covering Etta James' Roll With Me, Henry, or The Wallflower, as it's also known. That song came out in 1989. Georgie Vail, before that, with a cover of Don't Stop, that one from Have You Heard the Rumors, a tribute to the music of the album Rumors. 2013 was when that one came out. The Decemberist, right before that, an early Decemberist track, one of the first ones I ever heard. Back in 2007, a song they recorded for Bridging the Distance, cover of Think About Me. And then Everywhere, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Christine McVie song, because it's got the happiest bass line you're ever going to hear. That is Peachtree Rascals from a single that they released in 2021. Speaking of Rumors tribute albums, there have been quite a few, and let's get to this one from 1998. This one's a cover that Jewel recorded for Legacy, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Here is You Make Loving Fun.
You make me happy. You know you make me happy with those things that you do.
must have been blind to go away and leave you behind. But can you find it in your heart to forgive me and try me one more time? I want a chance to do things your way, so there's nothing I can say except if you let me come home to stay. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I've had my little run out, and I know you I can't do without. But give me a chance and I'll be more to you than just
Christine Perfect from her self-titled album from 1970, after she left the band Chicken Shack, but before she joined Fleetwood Mac. She went from Chicken Shack to Fleetwood Mac. Cover of I'm On My Way, originally by Bobby Bland. Great cover right there, and a great way, I think, to close out the show. Close out the tribute to Christine McVie. That one was released also on the Complete Blue Horizon Sessions, which has a collection of stuff that she released on that solo debut, as well as some other tracks. That release itself came out 7 years later in 1977, after the popularity of Rumors. Before that, Anna Turnheim with a gorgeous version of Little Lies. That one from her album Halfway to 5 Points, which came out in 2008. Barry Epworth from yet another Rumors tribute album called Rumors Revisited from 2012, a cover of Oh Daddy with a nice little hard edge drum beat to that one. Really cool. Jewel at the top of that set with a cover of You Make Loving Fun from the album Legacy, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, which came out in 1998. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this, and hopefully it helped you rediscover not just some Fleetwood Mac music, but also some Christine McVie stuff and some Joe Walsh as well. Go out and listen to more of all that stuff. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me requests at coverville.com. You can follow me on all the socials at Coverville. And of course, the website, coverville.com, where you have a place to support the show with Patreon. It's a brand new month. Lots of great stuff. And something I'm working on that is in the early stages of development, but I think could be a really cool Patreon perk. So stick around for more information about that. But if you want to get in touch with me, you know, those are all the socials are all the ways to do it. And of course, email requests at coverville.com, as I mentioned a moment ago. We got a lot of stuff coming up this month, right? We've got the Coverville Countdown, the last two episodes of the month. We've got a Christmas episode, and then we'll have something next week. I don't know what we'll have next week, but that's about the only week that isn't accounted for already, so we'll figure out what that's going to be. That's going to do it. Until then, until next time, I should say. This is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for today. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.